Thanks for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Chat with Rob. I'm Scott Zolak from 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're going to be on live on the internet from 7 to 7:30. During this chat, we're going to encourage all fans to ask this big guy a question. It's great to have him back. I'm excited more than anybody doing the games. But you got to follow us through Ustream chat, and you also could follow us the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag #DDGronk. Hashtag it #DDGronk. We're going to try and answer as many questions as we can. I got a bunch of questions that are already submitted throughout Twitter, throughout the day, through email forms, through chats. And we're also going to be doing lives on the call-in, so you got to follow us on Facebook. Number 87, the tight end for the New England Patriots, Rob Gronkowski, is here. We're fired up. We've been waiting to do this, but he's finally back there on the football field. How excited are you to be back?
Super excited, man. It feels so good to be back. Just back out there with your teammates, not just out on the practice field, but out on the game atmosphere, running out in front of all the fans. It's just an honor to be out there, and it's a lot of fun.
How good was it to get in the end zone finally? We saw you in the Jets game. Tom targeted you, I think, 17 times. But I saw you reaching for the water, maybe reaching for some Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, trying to get your energy up. It seems like this past Sunday you had your football legs about you.
Yes, I drank my iced coffee before the game this week. So definitely, every single week improving in the conditioning, improving out on the field, and improving your assignments and everything, getting the flow of the game going. At first, when you first get out there, it's like you're a rookie again. Everything was all fast. It seemed like all the players were moving fast. But as you're out there more, you're practicing more, playing more games, the game slows down, and you see it better throughout your eyes.
All right, man. Obviously, I got three little kids. We got school every day. I work. I got to drive to Boston. I pick up the iced coffee, just regular iced coffee, a couple sweet and low. What's your favorite Dunkin' Donuts drink?
You got to get the iced latte with the vanilla iced latte with the caramel.
That's right.
I say caramel.
So you take the rice caramel.
I say caramel.
So you and I are from the same area, the same neck of the woods. I'm from Pittsburgh.
You
got to
get the caramel juice in it and get extra, too. It makes it better.
Good stuff. That's what gets you going. All right. You folks at home, you can't see us, but we have a live studio audience here. And can I see one of those things real quick? This is awesome. Everybody here got one of these. And it's I don't want to say it's a standee or it's a cutout, but it's the Rob Grub. What sandwich are you eating here?
I think it was the steak.
Steak. The breakfast one, the new one.
Yeah.
Steak, egg, and cheese. Yeah. See, that's what that's the mouse up
the
wife.
No, the big and toasty.
Big and toasty.
The very toasty. Yeah.
That's the one because it was up here at Pat's place, and I was taking pictures next to it waiting for you to come back while you're sitting there eating the big and toasty. All right, we're gonna start with some questions here. Obviously, we got Brianna. Where's Brianna at? Live studio audience here. She's in the back. Okay, she's got a question. Wants to know, what's it like to play for the Patriots?
What's it like to play for the Patriots? It's an honor. I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling when I first got drafted here. Knew I was going to the New England Patriots, and it's not just like an honor. It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work, and I think it's a perfect fit because I believe I have those traits to be here with the New England Patriots, and it's just a blessing to be here at this organization with so many great people from the owners to the head coaches to the players.
It's awesome because you come from a football family. Obviously, your dad, Gord, all your brothers, got a bunch of brothers in the league. And I remember that draft day when you were picked and you guys were down there in New York City, and it seemed like everybody was happy that you became a New England Patriot.
Yes, definitely. That was a great moment.
All right, we're going to go to Twitter here from @KellyCasey87. She tweeted us earlier today. She wants to know, how did you come up with the actual Gronk spike? Everybody, it's kind of caught on like wildfire around here.
So, in throughout high school and throughout college, I always wanted to kind of celebrate, but it was always be a penalty at those levels, and I always wanted to kind of spike the ball too, throughout high school and college. And then finally, got to the pros, scored a touchdown, scored a couple, and just started spiking the ball. I thought it was cool. Thought it kind of went with me, just hard nose spike, and it just caught on the second year in the NFL, and ever since then, everyone's like, you got to keep doing the spike that year, and you got to do the spike next week, so just kept it going, and basically, it was the fans who created the Gronk spike, because I would have probably never kept it going, but the fans just caught on, and they're the ones who started the tradition.
What's going on with the white gloves? I call them Mickey Mouse hands. I mean, you've been to Disney World, right? I mean, Rob's got the biggest hands, and it's fun to see Tom throw the ball, and Tom has talked to me about this, the catch radius. And for people who don't play football, catch radius is wherever you throw that football, Rob can catch it out here 3 feet, up 3 feet, down 3 feet. What kind of gloves do you wear? Are they got a little bit of sticky stuff
size
on?
Size XXX.
Size XXX gloves. That's why you catch so many touchdowns.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. We're going to go to Shelby Girl 87. I wonder where she came up with the number 87. She tweeted us today, do you have any rituals or superstitions before each game? Like, does one sock go on before the other?
No, not really. Just a couple, but I'm not really that big into them. Like, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, like, I have a certain trainer who tapes my ankles, and he brings a certain tape just for me that game, like a certain color. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's black. Sometimes, like, during the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, he brought pink wrapping tape to tape my ankles with. So it's just a tradition we have going. But I'm not super into it. Like, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. But we like to keep it rolling, and we believe it works.
Good colors on the Dunkin' Donut cups, too, the orange and the pink. Good stuff,
yes,
right there.
Definitely.
All right, we're going to go to the prompter because we have some live ones coming in for Rob. Wants to ask a couple questions. Let's cue the prompter up, and we'll get some questions here to Rob live. And we don't have the cameras down, so we're going to go to the sheet, keep this thing rolling. We're going to go Jeff from Brookline would like to know, emailed us earlier, what's your favorite musician? What's your favorite group? What do you listen to get fired up before the big game?
My favorite group or musician, I went to that Jay-Z Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah, but there's a Fenway Park. Yeah, anybody here been to it? No.
Go to it. Everyone go to it?
I went to it.
Holy Grail. Were you there for Holy Grail?
Yeah.
They started with that, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was sitting in the Dunkin' Donuts box at there. So that was a coincidence. So it was a great concert, and those two are my favorite.
All right, good stuff, man. Yep. Let's go back to the prompt. All right, this one comes in from Courtney. She wants to know, when was it always your dream to play pro football? When did that occur to you? Said, I want to be in the National Football League.
I always growing up playing sports as a kid, you just always dreamed about making it big in the sports you were playing. I mean, I was playing a few sports: baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and just always dreamed to make it big in one. But when I started concentrating on football was after high school, going into college, and I was like, I want to go. That was my goal throughout, go to college, make it to the pros. And once I really felt like I could do it was during college, my freshman year, when I was competing out there and I was having success. I noticed that if I kept working hard, kept doing things right, listening to my coaches, listening to my teammates, I could make it to the next level.
All right, good stuff, good answer. Let's go to Brian on the prompter. Speaking of college, why did you choose the University of Arizona?
Oh, we all know why.
Yeah, I had a good time on my recruiting trip. What were the schools you visited coming out of
Clemson,
high school?
Syracuse, Ohio State, and Arizona.
So Syracuse was too cold. Ohio State, I mean, they had 20 tight
cool.
ends, right? It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. And then Clemson was cool.
Yeah.
And then Arizona, I mean, you got the weather and the team. They were up and coming. I felt like I saw a spot where I felt like I could go in and play right away. And just overall, the schooling and the atmosphere. And they had some nice pools there, too.
All right. Yeah, we have pool parties are one of my favorites, too.
Nice, so pools.
Hey, if you're going to have a pool, you got a pool party. All right, good. Good stuff. Good answer. Sophie from Southie wants to know, if you could have a superpower, and I always said about Rob when he was coming back, you know, he had to kind of had that, you got the brace on it now. I say, it reminds me of Buzz Lightyear. And I said, hey, they keep him in the space shuttle. They rebuilt him with a couple parts. If you could have a superpower, what would that one superpower be?
Man. This is like a time machine.
Being invisible.
Is this time machine count?
Let's do it. We can build a time machine right here.
If I could just be like, I want to be in Florida right now, and then, boom, I'm in Florida.
That'd be more like a transporter. Like,
Is that a superpower? No.
That'd be a superpower. Instead of having to get on a plane, say, hey, I press a button, boom.
I hate traveling because I'm so big, like I'm small in the seats.
It's tight. We don't fit.
Yeah, being in a car, being in traffic, it doesn't go well. I get out, and I'm always tight because I'm always squished, so... If I could just transport like that and get to where I need to be like that, oh, that would be awesome.
Good answer right there. All right, let's go back to the prompter. We're working now. Let's go to Alicia from Springfield. She wants to know, what are your favorite TV shows to watch late at night after you get out of the building here at Gillette to go home and relax and kick your feet up?
Oh, man. Growing up, though, all the way up to now, man, I still watch SpongeBob SquarePants a little bit.
Oh, so he just woke up, yeah.
Yeah.
He's fifth cookie.
Lives on pineapple under the sea. You're supposed to finish it.
What's the name of the starfish?
Yeah.
What's the name of the starfish? Here we go, Patrick.
And then, like, more of the shows. I'm watching Homeland right now. That's a good show.
Homeland's good.
And my favorite, though, of all time was definitely Entourage.
Entourage. Yeah, I wish they made them like that. All right, let's go to Vicky Livingston. Says her son is 12 years old. He's 5'9". He's 12 years old, 5'9".
Whoa.
I have to reread this. 230 pounds. Okay, so he's probably a football player. He plays tight end, and he really wants to make football his life. What would be your main advice to a 12-year-old that has got the size and has the love for the game? What would you tell him to do to be a good tight end?
Oh, man. 12 years old? I mean, I would first off say don't just concentrate on football. Play as many sports as possible. I mean, you don't want to just burn yourself out just concentrating on football at that young of age. I mean, you're a kid. You should be playing all sports and enjoying them all aspects of every sport. And then when you're truly focused, I mean, you can put a lot of dedication to it. And then when it comes to that time, high school, just focus on it. Listen to your coaches. Train hard and keep working hard.
Listen to your teachers, too.
And your teachers.
Get to class. Get the good grades.
If you don't get to college, you ain't getting to the pros.
Eat the 25-count Dunkin' Donuts. I like to mix it up with the chocolate and with the half glaze, right? He's still eating his cookies here. All right, here's another question about your family. And we've talked about your family before. This comes from Jesse Allendorf. Asked this on Twitter. What's one of your favorite memories with your brothers when you were growing up at a very young age? Not necessarily last year, dear, but what sticks out, you know, from your mom and dad raising you?
What sticks out is how many games we played growing up together as kids. Our favorite game was mini sticks in the basement.
Mini sticks?
Yeah, it's like the mini hockey sticks. Okay. You got the mini net.
Knee hockey.
Knee hockey,
there you go. Nice.
That's what it's called now, knee hockey. But it was we played like basically every single day. And it was just a great memory. And it wasn't just mini sticks. We were playing backyard baseball. Your favorite game, Zoom.
Zoom, yeah, Zoom's my favorite. That's when you take the pillows, put them under your shirt,
and
the brothers.
It's a great memory just overall growing up and playing every sport possible.
All right, good stuff, Rob. Let's go back to the prompt. Let's talk Elisa, who's actually calling in right now, wants to know, what game or opponent are you most looking forward to this season? Coming up on the schedule, probably the next one, right?
Always
line
the next
up and knock
one.
Them down.
It's always the next one, but definitely this one because Monday Night Football is our next game, and you only play Monday Night Football once a year, and always looking forward to that game. And it's versus the Carolina Panthers, and they're on a roll right now. They've won four in a row, and they're a great team, and we're going to their house too to play. So it's going to be a whole new atmosphere. Never been there, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and definitely looking forward to it.
How much do you like to see the way the league has changed? Some of the rules, not rules that they've made to help offensive guys, but even the scheduling of games. Thursday night game, we already played a game here on Thursday. You did not play in that one, but Thursday, Sunday, Monday. It seems like the NFL is week year.
It's
around the week. Every single day you got something going on.
Yes, it is cool. I mean, you get home from practice Thursday night, and you pop on the TV, and you see an NFL game on. I mean, we're not just players of the game. We're fans of the game, too. I mean, there's a lot of players. For example, Tom Brady. He was playing when I was in middle school. I was a big fan of him, and now I'm playing with him. And there's still many players in the league that I watched growing up. So I'm still a fan of the game, fan of when I'm watching games, and it's great. If I'm just chilling at home, I can basically four nights of the week, I can turn on the TV, and there'll be a game on.
Always have it on. All right, let's go to Megan on Facebook, following us right now live here, wants you to describe how you felt when you got to spike the ball after your first NFL touchdown, and also the first touchdown this season. Talk about your first ever touchdown. When did the spike come? Where did you touch on the spike?
My first ever touchdown, I don't even think I spiked the ball. And it was a home game my rookie year in 2010. I'm pretty sure
it's got a shock hit you, right? Like, what do I do with this now?
Yeah.
Do I give it to Tom? Or
yeah, that's true.
Did Tom get mad?
I think I kept it. Yeah. But it felt last week, it was today's Tuesday already. So 2 days ago, it felt great and getting back out there. And it felt great spiking the ball, getting in the end zone. And I was just super hyped, super pumped.
What's it like being in the huddle with Brady? Tell all these, you know, especially the live audience we have here.
What's it like?
When that guy steps in, he barks it out.
When that guy steps in, everything goes silent, and you're ready for that play call, and you're ready to play the game.
All right. Good stuff, man. Lindsey Thompson wants to know, and here we go. Goes back to the Gronkowski brothers. Who is the funniest Gronkowski brother out of all of you? Take yourself out of it. We already know. That's why you and I are sitting here. We know you're funny.
Yeah. My little brother, Glenn, who plays football at Kansas State now, he's a character, and he's always funny to get together with.
All right, when's the last time you talked to him? You talked to your brothers a
lot? Yeah, he always reminds me. He has two touchdowns right now, so he's still reminding me this week he has more than me this year.
All right, let's go to some more on Facebook here. Todd wants to know, if you could invent a donut for Dunkin' Donuts, what kind of donut would it be, and what's your favorite donut right now from Dunk? So you already had the steak sandwich. That's what got you back to playing. So now let's start with you got to invent a donut.
Dang.
So I put Rob Gronkowski in the kitchen, put the apron on you, and you've got that singular donut. And you've got everything available. You already mentioned you like the caramel. I'll call it caramel.
All right.
You got chocolate. You got the sprinkles. You got chocolate sprinkles.
All right.
Nuts.
It would be the It'll be a glazed donut.
Glazed donut.
But in the, like, it'll be full, a circle, whole circle one with the vanilla whipped cream in it. The vanilla stuff.
So you want the solid donut. Vanilla? So we'll take the, call it cream.
Cream. The vanilla cream.
Put shoot it in on the
and
side.
And then the vanilla layer on top
vanilla
of it.
On top.
Like the vanilla
so
frosting
vanilla.
On top. Yeah. Because nice. They do it with the chocolate. Topping on top, chocolate you know frosting on top.
We're going to talk to Todd, see if we can get that name. What's your favorite donut?
I could probably think of more if I had more time.
It doesn't seem like you eat a ton of donuts, but what's your favorite donut? Like, you know,
my
driving
favorite
into the
donut
stadium?
is basically, I got so many. I mean, they're all good. I mean, the blueberry with glaze on it, the chocolate glaze, the vanilla glaze, the one I just mentioned, but switch it up with some vanilla frosting, I think. So they're all good. Those three tie, and I like the tip. The Dunkin' Bites or whatever. I don't know. The little ones. Those are my favorite.
Munchkins. It's funny. You all sit there and say, why can't we come up with Munchkins? You come up here, sit in front of
those are my favorite.
That's all we eat is the Munchkins.
Yep.
You know, stuff. All right. We're going to go to Twitter here. Lizzie Voss wants to know, what was your favorite moment so far playing in the National Football League? You've got a lot of touchdowns. I know it's hard to say this touchdown.
Just the favorite moment is overall just being here. In the organization, coming into work every day, and definitely on Sundays, running out of that tunnel and being ready to play the game. It's awesome.
All right, more stuff coming in on Facebook here. Let's go to Alvin. Wants to know, any words of wisdom for those of us struggling to make our dreams come true, you know, playing games or playing any sport? Any words of wisdom, advice you could give? You already talked about the 12-year-old. Everybody out there, any line of work. It's a sport, whether it's work.
Just basically don't give up on your dreams and work as hard as possible to get to them. I mean, that's my theory. That's how I live life is just work, 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 and work as hard as possible. And then when it comes down to that experience, when you got to be ready, it's easy. It comes to you easy because you're ready and you're prepared because you've been working on that for the whole week or the whole time you've been waiting for that day to happen.
All right, good stuff. If you're just joining us live right now, we want to thank Dunkin' Donuts for hosting this live chat with Gronk today. Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, Gronk, how was it to have your own video game, and did you play the Gronk Chomp?
I definitely played. I play with all the trainers all the time when we have some downtime in the locker room. I go in there. They all got the high scores and stuff. I try beating them, but they're too good. They got too much time on their hands. I got to go to practice. I just hop in when I got 10 minutes on my hand.
So they catch you sleeping, right?
Yeah. They
usually it's a
sleeping.
Punter and a long snapper, and they're the kickers. They got more time on their hands.
Yep.
Probably Gostowski, right?
Yeah, he's always in. He's at Dunkin' Donuts every morning with his coffee he brings in.
All right. Chris from Twitter. This one just coming in live on Twitter wants to know, what do you want for a gift this holiday season coming up? It's amazing we're at the holidays, right?
Yeah, that is amazing.
We're going to have those nice Dunkin' specials coming up, hopefully, the 2 pounds
I
of
think
coffee.
I think we had the Gronk donut last year, Christmas donut. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but what does Rob Gronkowski want as a gift? I mean, even like Patriot Place here and all that.
What do I want as a gift?
Yeah. Like, what doesn't Rob Gronkowski have?
I mean, I don't know. As a gift?
New pair of spikes? I mean, some faster spikes?
I would definitely
bigger, faster,
like
stronger?
Bigger, faster, stronger spikes. But just overall, I mean, since we're in season, we just concentrate on season so much, we just take a W that week for the holiday spirits.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, Todd wants to know, during the game, who makes the most adjustments on the sidelines, whether it's Tom when you come to the sideline, whether it's Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator, or your positional coach, or you guys as a group?
Everyone collaborates as a group, but I would say the majority of it goes with Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator.
Good answer. All right, Lisa and Caitlin right now want to know on Twitter, what's it like working with Tom Brady and catching a bomb from him for a touchdown?
It's a pleasure working with Tom. His craft, he's so good at it, and he gets other people around him to play to their max of ability to get all their potential out of them. And it's a great feeling to go out on game day and catch those passes and make some plays from him.
You almost would have had that other one if Thomas didn't grab your jersey, saw him pull on the 8. Looks like you were just going up to get it in the corner of the end zone, and you were just gonna leave the ground.
It was close.
All right, let's get a couple more in here. Defense. Practicing against your defense. This one from Lindsay again wants to know, who's the toughest defender that you have currently on your team during practice? Who do you have a tough time beating in practice?
Oh, man. Aqib Talib, he's really good. He's a good player.
He's got some swagger to him, huh?
Yeah, he does. He does. And he's a great player. And Dante Hightower at linebacker, I mean, they're both great coverage guys, and it's great to go against them because they make you better as a player.
All right, let's go back to Twitter here. These one coming in live right now. Jay from Twitter. Seems like the Pats get along really well in the locker room. How important is it for winning as you guys approach each and every day? And you got 53 guys, for people that don't know. That's a lot of different walks of life coming in, whether it's, you know, Tom's in his 14th year. You got some guys 21 years of age. But how do you guys make that all mix here?
Yes, that's what's so great about being a New England Patriot. I mean, everyone in the locker room gets along together, all the coaches, all the players. And it's huge to have success as a team. You want everyone to be on the same page, and that's what everyone is in the locker room. And we're all there to get better as the players, and we're all there to help the team win. And everyone collaborates together to do it pretty well together.
All right. Jim wants to know about Coach Belichick. Is he the same inside as he seems during his press conferences when some people ask him some tough questions?
I get that question all the time, and I got
to go. That's a tough answer. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I got to go with that question. Yes, is he the same as he is in press conferences? And I got to say, yeah, he's the exact same person as he is in press conferences. That's how he acts towards everyone, so it's all good.
Good stuff. Good answer right there. Rachel on Facebook wants to know, how are you planning on spending your bye week, which we're currently in right now?
Yes, we are currently in.
You gonna go out and buy anything or no?
I mean, I really got no plans right now. It's basically a bye week is to get your body right, get the bumps and bruises, get them all corrected. And I mean, I just came back, so I still got a lot to work on. I can get my strength back more. I can get my body better conditioned. And it's basically the bye week is to prepare your body and prepare your mind to be physically fit and mentally ready for the next 7 weeks that we got left.
I want to ask you about the rookies. You got a lot of rookies contributing right now. People forget that you play four preseason games. So here we are 9 weeks into the season. That's 13 games. That's almost an entire collegiate season. You see those guys, and you know, you're just starting to come back, but this bye week comes at the right time for those guys to really get off their feet.
Yes, it's huge. I mean, bye weeks are crucial for every single team. You got beat-up players. You got rookies that just need a break. I mean, I remember my rookie year, I was like, I can't wait for the bye week. You're on the grind. I'm playing 10 to 15 games already, including preseason. And it's just huge just to get away for 2 to 3 days, get your mind fresh, and then you come back and you're ready to roll again on the football scene.
All right, here we go. More live stuff rolling in right now. Jim from Rhode Island following us on Facebook wants to know, how many touchdowns do you want to get this season? Also, it's his birthday. Can you give him a shout-out watching live right now?
It was to Jim, right?
Jim. What's up, Jim?
You're Jim?
No, right there. Go to camp.
Hey, Jim, too. Jim, happy birthday, man. Hope you have a great night. And how many touchdowns? How many two touchdowns I want this season? I mean, I'm not really worried about stats. Worried about the victory every single week. And if I don't get a touchdown and we win, that's all that matters, getting that victory.
All right, Todd wants to know here, this one from Twitter earlier in the day, who's the toughest offensive lineman that you play next to?
Oh, you got to give that to Logan Mankins.
Logan Mankins, yeah, road grader.
A lot of people know that. He's in the trenches. He's a tough player.
Respect those guys, huh?
Yep, respectable, everything. They're all respectable. You respect them all, what they do. They block for the quarterback, and they get no praise, so... Offensive linemen, they're huge, and our linemen are doing a great job this year.
All right, we're definitely under 10 minutes left here in the live chat. We're going to keep them rolling right here. More questions coming in from Don. Wants to know, who are some of your favorite current and past players around the National Football League?
Oh, man.
What'd you idolize growing up? I mean, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania. I had Joe Montana's picture hanging up.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, New York, so I was a big Bills fan. And
Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly.
Thurman Thomas.
Yep, Thurman Thomas. And then Eric Moulds.
Eric Moulds, wow.
Eric
number 80, going
favorite.
Back.
And then here's one. Our favorite player at one point was Tequio Spikes. And then what was crazy is, 2 years ago, I was facing Tequio Spikes. In the middle of the game, I was like, yo, you were my favorite player growing up. I said that to him in the middle of the game, and he started laughing. So it was pretty funny. So it's cool seeing all those players. Met them all throughout the events up in Buffalo, so it's cool.
Any other ones from Buffalo? Jim Kelly?
No. Jim Kelly, all of them.
Back in the day, huh?
Back in Andre Reed.
Who else? Yeah. Who else was there? Daryl Talley and that crew, right?
Yep.
Good stuff. All right. Another question about Josh McDaniels. How excited do you get when you have to stand and block instead of running out and catch passes? you got to do it for the team, right?
Yeah, you got to do it for the team. And it's part of the game. It's part of being a tight end. And I believe that's what a tight end is, a blocker and a pass catcher. So I think I love doing it, and I don't love doing it every play. And I like going on and off, half and half. And you got in order to be open in the pass game too, you got to be able to run block because it helps out with the play action a lot. So it's crucial.
All right, let's go to Twitter. You're on Twitter, right?
Yep.
What's your Twitter handle? At Rob Gronkowski,
yep,
right?
You got it.
That's verified. So
what's
follow
yours?
Rob on Twitter. At Scott Zola.
All right, there you go.
I always tweet you. You know, sometimes you'll get the response. You know,
yeah,
all the time.
I mean,
if I know you're watching. All right, let's
you
go.
You know, we're not allowed on Twitter like that.
Good answer, man. Let's go to Nicole on Twitter. Wants to know, what do you plan on doing when you retire from football, which is hopefully about 13 years away.
Hopefully. man.
Maybe like Mankins, go get one of those self-sustained farms. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really never thought about it like that, and basically just focus on my career right now because I know I'm young. I know I can have plenty more years left of me if I do everything right. So I'm really focused on that. But I mean, I think about it sometimes, and it would be in the atmosphere of like fitness equipment or physically fit profession. Because
maybe come out with some new power shape.
Yeah, because I don't like just sitting around. I mean, maybe a personal trainer, maybe on TV, announcing games like you.
4 hours a day. Everybody said, I could do that. Yeah, try that in mid-February. All right, here we go. Let's go to Twitter. Wheelock Girl 1554. That's
wow,
a lot
that's
Twitter,
a crazy
wow.
name.
Wants to know, what's the biggest bromance on the team? Who are the two guys, like, just can't get enough of each other, man?
Oh,
like,
man, that's easy. Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola.
No way.
Both the same height.
That was the best size. Reaction we got from the whole crowd tonight.
Same size, same height, same weight, same players. I think they love each other.
You think that they would dress up like each other, say Halloween was over?
They dress up as each other and be like, man, you're so cool.
That's a great answer. How much do you guys miss Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, obviously captains for your football team? And just talk about how other players have stepped in when somebody has gone down. And you went through a tough time last year with your injury, and other guys had to step in, and it took you a while to get back here. But talk about the roles that other guys have stepped into, especially when you miss captains like Vince and Gerard.
Oh, yes. Those are two huge players, two huge crucial players, and you definitely miss them. Their presence on the field, in the locker room, just being overall great leaders. And it's just a great system here. I mean, that's what – the coaches are here for, players around them, and there's a lot of guys stepping up now, and they're doing a great job. And a lot of them are rookies, and it's unbelievable just to come in as a rookie and take on a defensive tackle job like that, a linebacker job, and just so many great players throughout. And it just shows that how hard not just the starters are working, but every single player is working. So if they get a chance, they're all ready for the game.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Let's keep them rolling here. We're up against it. Alejandra wants to know if there are any motivational quotes that you live by. Is there something that hangs in your locker, or is there a saying you go by?
I mean, I don't really have any hanging around, but I like work hard, play hard. I go by that. And, I mean, don't really have them in my mind, but when I see quotes sometimes, like on Twitter, if you see your news feed, someone puts a quote up. Sometimes I live by that. If I like it, I think of that to motivate me throughout the day. So whenever I see quotes, don't really live by them throughout my whole life. I just like to see new ones all the time to keep me motivated with that quote.
Is it hard, and I know you love working out, is it hard to work out by yourself, or when you walk in this building, does everybody push each other? Is it better to get around a group of guys and you guys go through the workout because one guy does one thing and you want to talk to the next guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to work out by yourself. I mean, there's only a point where you're by yourself.
You're bored.
And you grind it and you're like, man, that was a good workout. I'm bored. I got no. But when you're with a group of guys, your friend right next to you is benching more, is doing more push-ups than you or something, is running harder sprints, is running faster than you, it brings the competition out in you. And you just keep on rolling, and it just together as a team, and you got a lot of players around you working out, it just pushes you even more, and it's a lot better to have people around to work out with.
All right, we appreciate all the live responses we got tonight. Obviously, this is the last one right here. We're up against it. Let's go to Naomi, who wants to know, what's your best football memory? I think we got asked this earlier.
What was my answer?
What's your
earlier?
Best football memory?
There's
so many. Come on, another one. Yeah.
There is so many. I said just overall being here in the organization.
Right.
But my best football memory, does that go all the way back to like high school?
Yeah,
college?
Absolutely.
Maybe
when you were
one.
Nine.
I had a good one when I was a sophomore in high school. It was our homecoming game, and we were playing Niagara Falls. They're a very good team, and we beat them on our home turf for homecoming. And my brother and I, we were on the same team, and a couple of our teammates from that game We still talk about it to that day. And James Starks, who's the running back for the Green Bay Packers, was a quarterback in Niagara Falls. So whenever I see him play, it reminds me of that game that we beat him. So it was a great game and a great memory.
All right, good stuff, buddy. You want to say bye to the audience here? Anything, any message you want to give to them, our friends, good friends at Dunkin' Donuts who sponsored this chat here live on Facebook, on Twitter?
Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. And keep eating your Dunkin'. If you need some energy, you get that iced coffee with extra caramel. I'm telling you, it's good. Why do you think this guy's going crazy right now? Where's that caramel? You see it?
No, they keep you running, man. There. Dunkin' keeps you going. All right, we want to thank everybody for coming. Obviously, the live audience, for all you out there following us on Facebook, on Twitter. We're going to post the chat. So for everybody here that wants to go and see it another day, we're going to post the chat on the Dunkin' Donuts YouTube page. It's gonna pop up there in the next few days. Don't know exactly which day. Also, make sure you follow at Dunkin' Boston. I've done it. Got the deal with the Red Sox. Great stuff. Got my free iced coffee this week. Got to do it on Twitter for all the news, contests, and more. Big thank you to the Patriots for allowing us the time tonight to sit here in the Kraft Production Studios. And, again, thanks to all our friends from Dunkin'. Thanks for everybody. Say goodbye to everybody. That's it, bud.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.